Alhamdulillah, today we had finished the 15 juz, and one of the first ayahs that we read is an ayah that we all are very familiar with, and it's an ayah that we recite, and once it is recited, generally the khutbah begins thereafter. It's Inna Allah Amar Bil Adli Wal Ihsan. Whenever we hear this ayah, automatically we start standing up and get ready for the salah. Little do we realize that this last ayah is possibly the most powerful ayah in the entire khutbah. That is why this ayah was instituted by one of the khalifs to teach us that, assuming you didn't learn anything from the entire khutbah, at least you will take this ayah with you. Because this ayah is a comprehensive ayah that if a person follows, it can become a monumental change in a person's life. When you look at the words, Inna Allah Ya'muru Bil Adl, this ayah is even written on major university walls in the West. They write this given ayah because, especially when you consider law schools have this ayah written on them. Now, what does it say? Inna Allah Ya'muru Bil Adl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't tell you, I'm requesting you to be good, I'm requesting you to be just, I'm asking you. No, he says Ya'mur. Allah is commanding you. Commanding you to what? Ya'muru Bil Adli Wal Ihsan. That one thing you must take very, very seriously is the aspect of adl, is the aspect of justice. Justice between yourself and your family, between your wife and your in-laws, between your parents and your wife, between business associates, business partners, interactions. Our emotions undoubtedly will come in the way. That's how we are as humans. And Allah is saying, monitor your emotions to the best of your ability. Otherwise, your emotions are going to ruin your relationship. It's going to ruin your internal affairs. It's going to ruin your external affairs. It'll ruin your finances. It'll ruin your social relations. It'll ruin your politics. So Allah is saying, I am commanding you with adl. I am commanding you to be just. Whether it's eating, whether it's drinking, whatever it is, you have to be fair to the system that you are choosing to be part of. Because if you are not going to be fair, then eventually you will create imbalances, and thereafter you will be on a very, very slippery slope. And wal ihsan, and of course, every type of goodness is something you should try and promote at all times. Whether it's within family, out of family, neighbors, etc. Wa ita'i dhil qurba. And it is also your duty to ensure that you will take part in ensuring the safety, the goodness, the well-being, and the taking care of those people that are close to you, whether it is family, relatives, and thereafter friends, etc., as it opens up. But as far as family is concerned, that is something very, very important. Your zakah, your sadaqah, all these things you must take pride in as far as fulfilling the agenda is concerned, especially if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you. It is very, very strange nowadays. We will take care of the outsider, but as far as the one that we are supposed to take care of, we will not. Why? Because my father said bad things about my cousin, or my father and his brother did not get along, so now I must not get along with my uncle and my cousins. It will make a mess of our lives. And this is occurring in almost every family. My brothers and sisters, I'll be very honest with you. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will not ask you how well you took care of me. And He will not ask me how well I took care of you. He'll ask me first, how did I treat my father? How did I treat my mother? How did I treat my brothers and sisters? How did I treat my uncles? Then He will ask me, how do you treat so-and-so stranger? And we do it the other way around. The stranger we have to keep very good relationship with, but family we take for granted. And this is how we are making our punishment greater. And may Allah protect each one of this. So thereafter He says, وَيَنْهَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ and وَالْبَغْ. And also we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to prevent ourselves and ask Allah to prevent us from taking part in various immoral actions and trespassing the boundaries that Allah has caused us and called upon us not to trespass. Because boundaries are a very, very important thing. One is the boundary of our family, the boundary of our homes, the boundary of our city, the boundary of our community. Each thing has a different set of rules and regulations. And again, we have this very much lopsided. We sort of take care of the wrong things at the right time, at the right time, at the wrong things. We get everything mixed up. And this ayah is saying, do not get things mixed up. Because when you get things mixed up, it will destroy you and destroy your family and destroy your community. Ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Allah is saying, I'm just giving you a wires. I'm giving you an advice. That's what Allah is saying. Ya'idhukum. Allah is saying, I'm just giving you some advice in a sense that I know you better than you know yourself. Like, for example, your car. The manufacturer will tell you what oil to put in, what gasoline to put in, etc. Why? Because the manufacturer made that car. He knows exactly what recommendation he must give you for the betterment of your car and the longevity of your car. Now, of course, you don't have to listen to it, and many people don't listen to it. And then you know what happens. For example, if it's telling you put a certain type of gas and you put a lower quality gas, you'll see that jerk in that car. It's not that the car will come to an end. That little change may not create a major disruption, but it'll create a consequence. And the more you do of it, or the more wrong you do to the car, then eventually you'll see eventually unnecessary breakdowns. The same thing Allah is saying. Allah is saying, I'm giving you advice. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. So you may be able to reflect and remember and do the right thing. Now, if you don't want to remember and do the right thing, then no problem. Later on, you must not complain when things go wrong in your life. So the key word, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. Allah is asking you to be just. Now, you know what justice is. Just as you demand justice from others for your benefit, now you have to ask yourself, am I doing it to others, and am I doing it to my Allah as well? And inshallah, if you're able to reflect upon that, Allah will give us benefit not only in this world, but also inshallah, the hereafter to come as well.